Yo, 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 it's Greg Blunt. It's July 13, 2017. It's 11 a.m. It's Thursday. I normally do this thing Wednesday, as you know. And I forgot, and then last night at like 9 p.m., I was like, oh, I forgot to do the fucking podcast. So I started recording, and I was in like a weird headspace, but I did it anyway. And I started going into like shit that I probably don't want to talk about on this. And then like 7 minutes in, my brother walked in, and the podcast had, and I had to stop it. So that was kind of like a good thing, because I don't know how I would have wanted to post that other thing that I was talking about. Although I think there were some funny parts. I started screaming at one point, and I don't know. I ended up deleting it. I did without even listening to it. So then I had like a 20-minute conversation with my brother and recorded that, which I didn't delete and I have here, but I haven't listened to yet. I don't think I'm going to post it. So yeah, so I was just like, fuck it, I'll do it a day later as long as I get it done for the week. I'm working on all these different projects and I just want to get this one out of the way. So yeah, it's Thursday morning and I don't usually do these in the mornings, but, what's good with you guys? I've been busy, doing my thing and, been some interesting tech news. I saw that SoundCloud closed offices in, I think, LA and London, which is like, they're, SoundCloud, poor SoundCloud, just completely left behind in the audio streaming world. You know, Spotify came along and Apple Music came along and SoundCloud just can't keep up. Even Pandora is better than SoundCloud at this point. You know, DJs are going to upload their shit to Spotify and podcasts are going to upload their shit to Apple, and there's no real need for SoundCloud anymore. They didn't update their, they haven't really updated their product in many years. And then they just tried to add, you know, some subscription payment service for monthly shit as a last-ditch effort, and that's just not going to work. So, yeah, it's looking like RIP SoundCloud, but it'll take, you know, it'll take a little bit, or maybe they'll try and sell or something like that. But I would imagine that their users are just plummeting, and obviously they're not making any money. I have a friend of a friend who works for SoundCloud in New York, so I hope that they don't go under for his sake, but SoundCloud's kind of a walking zombie at this point. What else? I feel like there was some other shit I wanted to talk about, just because, and I'm taking the easy way out here, just because I don't want to do this right now, but I'm going to force myself. I definitely had a couple other things to talk about, but I can't get the list because the list is on my phone, and I'm recording on my phone. And I didn't paste that shit into an email before I started recording, so here we are. And I just bought The 4-Hour Workweek, you know, that book by Tim Ferriss. I got about 50 pages in here. I'll probably sit down and read a little bit after this. I haven't read a book. Dude, I just haven't been reading at all. At all. I also haven't been going to yoga. And the past few days have just been a little bit sluggish. I've managed to crank out some work, but I feel like I could be more productive. And I have done a hike almost every day. So I'm getting some shit done, but I've been playing some video games, which I normally don't do. And I've been sleeping in a little bit late. And then once it gets to like 9, 10 o'clock, usually my brother and my homie who's living with me right now come home and we just kick it for a couple hours. And so my mornings are cut short because I'm sleeping in. My nights are cut short because I'm hanging out. And during the day, I just feel like I'm just not as productive. But it's just a little like slump, you know what I mean? A couple days, and I just didn't recover from this weekend. Not that I was like too fucked up and hungover or anything. Just like, I don't know, I just like brought it into the week. So, because normally I work during the weekend, so it's like every day is kind of the same in terms of my schedule and my approach to getting shit done. And then this weekend I kind of like took off a little bit, and then I just never got back on the horse. And I'm kind of just like, I mean, like I said, I'm getting some shit done, but not at my normal level of productivity. So today I've got a few things lined up. I might try and sneak a yoga class in at like 7, just because I need that shit. But oh yeah, like I was saying, like I want to start reading again because I haven't been reading. And this is obviously like the book. This is the Bible for getting out of the 9-to-5 and learning how to live the lifestyle of a rich person. Even if you're not completely rich, even if you're not making millions, you know, like you can create a lifestyle where you're traveling and you get long breaks and you can work from anywhere. So that is what I want to learn more about, Tim Ferriss. And so I have purchased your book. Oh, you know how I purchased it? I got it on Amazon, obviously, and I almost said obs, and then I was like, nah, dude. So I got it on Amazon, and you know, when you live in a complex where there's no doorman or anything, the delivery people, they tend to leave your packages just right outside your door if you're not home. And I don't know where I'm going to be during the day because you don't know when they're going to show up with the package. So I've actually had shit stolen off my front porch before. And what's funny is I actually ordered this book, the 4-Hour Workweek. I ordered it a couple of months ago, and it said it was delivered and never came. So this might have even been stolen. So I ordered it again the other day because I popped back up in my mind, and I was like, I got to read that fucking book. And where what you can do with Amazon now, I don't know if you've seen this, is you can send it to an Amazon locker. And so there's what it is you know, like when you go to the gym or when you go to like the ice skating rink or something, and they have those like lockers where you can either like put a quarter in, or they're like those like electronic codes and they pop open those little boxes, right, where you put your shoes and your bag and stuff. They have these Amazon lockers. And they have them in 7-Elevens, and I know in Hollywood, obviously this is a dense area, but there's like 4 or 5 of them like within a mile of me, these lockers. And the Amazon delivery people, or the UPS, or whoever the fuck it is, they'll deliver these packages to these lockers, and they'll put your package in an individual locker, and then they'll email you with a barcode and also this like 6-digit code. And you can use either of those to just go to the 7-Eleven, scan your fucking phone under the thing, and then your locker box pops open and there's your thing. And so you don't run the risk of leaving it outdoors where people can steal it, and you have 3 days to go pick it up. Now, after 3 days, I'm not sure what they do. I would assume that they just pick it up and send it back to Amazon or something like that. And you can maybe have it resent or I'm not sure exactly how that works, but 3 days should be plenty if you choose a spot, you know, and you get the email saying, you know, your shit's been dropped off. You have 3 days. And, it's just super efficient, man. Amazon is just the logistics king of the planet. I was impressed by that. And yeah, bro. Dude, these podcasts are getting, I feel like they're getting so boring for you guys. Like, I just ramble. Although, I guess last week's wasn't bad. I told a couple stories. I need to get back in storytelling mode, right? Instead of just ramble mode. Because how interesting is my thought process, actually? It's interesting to me. Then again, am I trying to be interesting in this podcast, or am I trying to just do this podcast? I guess it comes
day to day, you know, like depending on what day I do it. I'm going to try today. I'm just going to press record today. It's the latter right now. I just press record and here we are. So what else do I want to talk about? I don't know. It's been fucking hot here, like mid-90s hot. Like, not okay to go outside for more than 30 minutes hot. Like, I want to go to the grocery store, but I'm going to sweat through my entire outfit hot. But then today, I think it's going to be a little cooler, maybe like mid-80s. So, trying to play it where I can get some exercise and not die of dehydration. God, this is fucking boring. What else? I'm gonna mess around with so I've been recording podcasts and shit, as you know, but I have this one I want to do for my fantasy football one where, it could be a video, like where I do like a screen capture and kind of go through different websites and play some videos and create like this tutorial, but I also might just do it as a podcast. But I do want to, you know, test out different, you know, just different softwares and just have all these things in my arsenal. My dad also asked me to do a video for him. He runs this channel on Facebook, this group with like, I think it has a few thousand people, and this soccer group, and he wants me to create this highlight reel video. So I'm going to work on that and get my video skills kind of like not refined, but like they're rusty, you know. I haven't been using Premiere Pro in a while. Man, I'm really struggling right now. I'm looking at this Oculus TechCrunch article. You know, Oculus Rift, the virtual reality company that Facebook bought a while ago. There, it says that they're reportedly planning to release standalone wireless VR. So, like, you don't have to plug it into your smartphone or anything. You just put the headset on for $200 by the end of the year or by 2018, start of 2018. So, I've known Oculus is going to drop some shit. And the thing is, there, I think it looks like the cheapest version of the Samsung ones are like $400. And I'm not sure if those are even wireless. So Facebook has the stranglehold on everything. Oh, Snapchat, obviously. Didn't talk about Snapchat. I saw Morgan Stanley put out some report about, you know, Snapchat, we're worried about them or whatever, and they were one of the people like backing the IPO, and so then they said, oh, we're pulling out on Snapchat, which is so funny. It's like, dude, you give it 4 months and then you bail, like you didn't even let anything happen, like whatever. The stock went down like 8% in a day, and I think it's back up this morning, but I just think, I mean, look, I could be wrong. I could definitely be wrong on Snapchat, but I just don't see. Yeah, it's up fucking 3.5%. A little correction today, but I just don't get why everyone is so quick to fucking throw out their final recommendations on all that. It's like, reminds me of Trump, dude. It's just like, and I don't want to go there too hard, but it's just like, and again, and I'm not a Trump supporter per se, but like everyone's just like riding him like every single day on like the shit, and it's just like, let's see how some of this plays out a little bit. That's how I feel about Snap. And yeah, dude, it's just like, let the shit play out just a little bit. Like whenever everyone's on one side of something, you need to fucking reconsider your stance. Like everyone and their mother is Floyd Mayweather is going to be Conor McGregor. Conor has no shot. Even all the MMA peeps. Yeah, we're rooting for Conor, but you know, Floyd's just going to wreck him. Okay. Well, I mean, maybe. But, like,
literally when everyone is so sure of something, it's just, I mean, and let me just go on record here. I'm picking Connor, and I've had Connor for a few months now, ever since they like officially announced the fight. The more I just watch him, the way he prepares, the focus, the drive to secure this legacy and to break barriers and to do things that nobody's done before. And every time he's been doubted, he's just come through with flying colors. And now after the 2 days, I don't know if you guys are watching this, and if you're not, do yourself a favor. They're doing this 4-day press conference tour where Connor and Floyd are going head to head on stage and just talking shit to each other. And that's the whole tour. So it's like normally for these tours, like when Connor went around with Aldo, you know, sometimes they'd be in the same room, but it would always be seated and interview style, or Q&A from press or things like that. Now what they're doing with this one, which is just unheard of, is literally they're just going, okay, Connor, go on stage, here's the mic, talk shit for 15 minutes. And then when he's done, Floyd, you go on stage, talk shit for 15 minutes. And they are just ripping each other new ones, dude. They're going all in, and they're, you know, some of them, you can tell some of the lines may be pre-written, but a lot of it's just off the cuff, and they're just like both of them embracing the moment and getting, like, just, it's so fun to watch, and it's so different. And, dude, this is the new way to hype fights, I think, if you have the right guys. Like, obviously, McGregor and Mayweather are the guys to do this style of promotion. But it's so fun, dude, and it's only been 2 of the days. So today, July 11th and 12th, they did Los Angeles and Toronto. And now the 13th, which is today, and the 14th, they do Brooklyn, and I'm not sure what they do the final day, but there's still 2 more days. All the shit's on YouTube. Watch them in order. Just watch the 11th in LA, the 12th in Toronto, and then in a few hours, this one in Brooklyn's gonna start. So it's crazy and it's cool. But I think Connor's gonna win, man. And don't get me wrong, I'm no expert in MMA or boxing, right? So let's just put that out there. First of all, it started from I want Connor to win, right? So I'm coming from, all right, let me look from slightly maybe a little biased standpoint, but let me come up with reasons why I think Connor can win. And the longer it took, or the more it developed, and the more people I saw just be like, yeah, Floyd only, there's no chance, Connor has no shot, blah, blah, blah. It just makes me, and then you watch them, look, Connor's younger. Connor's much bigger. He's a lefty, which Floyd has had problems with in the past. But I think, other than the physical stuff, I really think Connor has the mental edge, because, not because Floyd is mentally weak, but because Floyd was retired, essentially. And he hasn't fought in 2 years. And he's coming out now. He's coming out just for a money grab. It's so obvious. This is just a massive money grab, and he's taking a big risk because he's putting his 49-0 on the line, his undefeated record. He's you know, he's got some built-in excuses. He's already planting all the I'm older, like, you know, Connor should have, you know, I'm surprised he's not getting a better shot kind of excuses, and they work twofold, because one, they're built-in excuses that you can come back to after, and two, they're hyping up the fight a little bit, because everyone that thinks that Floyd's going to knock him out, when Floyd's like, hey, you know, maybe give Connor a shot, maybe it draws even more interest to the fight. So it works both ways for Floyd, but I still think that he loses, like, because he's not going to last 12 rounds in there. I don't see how he can run from Connor forever. Connor's too quick. He's too precise. He's too patient. He's too strong. He's too unorthodox. And Floyd's not going to knock Connor out. That's for damn sure. So he's just gonna hide for 12 rounds. I don't see him running away for 12 rounds. I mean, I guess he's had a full career of that. But I just feel like this is different, man. Floyd's just not mentally there. I want to say that, like, just, and this is, again, this is just fuck, what the fuck do I know, right? But he just looks like he's here for the money, and Connor looks like he's here for a fucking legacy. And all the biggest, you know, think of like Joe Namath and like Muhammad Ali and just people that are given no shot and they're just underdog, like massive, massive underdogs that are like, no, 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 no. You guys don't get it. I'm calling this shit. Like, fucking Cody Garbrandt did this to Dom Cruz. It reminds me of that a little bit, but like, obviously not. But like, that, like, the fact that he was given no shot, but there was just this grit and determination and will and passion for this moment. I mean, remember, this is Connor's, like, this whole thing is his child. Like, he created this fight. He willed this fight into existence. He's taking less money than Floyd. And he's kept his foot on the pedal for months to make this happen. And he's been training for probably a year for this fight. Where Floyd is just, I mean, and again, this could just be him hyping up the fight, but he's talking about how training camp is brutal, and this is definitely his last fight because he can't go through another one of these. I just don't even get why you'd say that out loud. So, Connor, dude. It's going to be Connor, and that's the call. And if he loses by decision, he loses by decision, but... I just think he wants it more, and I think he's got the Mayweathers a little on edge. I don't know if you saw Floyd Mayweather Sr. and Connor going at it. If you don't watch anything else, watch Connor's press conference after the Los Angeles speeches. There was a sit-down Q&A part after they went up on stage and like verbally abused each other. And Floyd Mayweather Sr. comes out and starts cursing out Connor, and the up and back is pretty hilarious, and you can just tell Floyd Mayweather Sr. is just a dude that got hit in the head too many. He's just an old guy that got hit in the head too many times, and it's kind of embarrassing, honestly. But I think that whole side, the whole boxing side of this matchup is a little bit rattled, because I don't know if they expected Connor to be this absolute man. And when you see them stand up against each other, he's just so much bigger too. He's so much bigger. Floyd is just not big, and Connor's big, straight up. Like, it'll be fun. It's going to be fun, August 26th, so we still got like 6 weeks, but it'll be a good time. Let me see how long I've been going here. Oh, 23 minutes. Look at that. Time flies when you're fucking bored. I hope this wasn't as boring for you as it was for me. You like the way I'm really selling this podcast, right? Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to wrap this baby up because I got a bunch of shit to take care of today. But I appreciate you if you're actually listening to this. And I got better podcasts coming out on the way. Don't you worry. And I love you. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.